Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of Kentucky Daily, a daily podcast covering your University of Kentucky Wildcats. I'm Sean Smith. He's Derek Terry. Derek, the wait is almost over. We're approaching 24 hours from kickoff, probably by the time some people start listening to this episode. Number one, Georgia. Number 11, Kentucky, Saturday in Athens. A big game, big moment for the program that is finally almost here.
It is, Sean. I mean, it's been a quick week of work, I would say, for these guys, but they know the challenge ahead. They know how tough this game is going to be, but they also know how great of an opportunity it is. I mean, you don't get to play number one very often, and especially with as much, you know, on the line as what is in this game. I mean, and I think every UK fan in their mind, you know, about, oh, I don't know, 20, 30 hours from now, something like that. I mean, you could realistically know if they're going to be the front runner for the SEC East, you know, if a college football playoff spot is, you know, legitimately going to be in the picture, things like that. I think very exciting things that we've pretty much never been able to talk about with Kentucky football.
And how many times this week do you think fans have kind of gone back and forth with the way that they feel about this? Like maybe there's some confidence at one moment, maybe then they creep into their mind and they think, man, we're going to get murdered. Or do you think that fans have kind of had that? Because even us as media, I think that we've gone back and forth and thinking, all right, Kentucky's going to go down there and they're going to have a chance. And then you look at just what Georgia's done, the talent differential. Do you think fans have played that game too a little bit this week in their mind?
Oh yeah, I think so. That would be my guess. Like you said, I know I've done that. I said on the episode of Fletcher yesterday, and I felt like initially that 24.5 felt like a very big number. And then the more I thought about it, you know, I could see a scenario where it plays out close to that line. So I would say at this point, folks are just ready for it to get here and for the game to get cranked up and kicked off. And great opportunity. Always love watching the CBS games at 3:30. It just gives you that feel of it being a very important game. And UK will get that this season. Might be the only time this year, looking at the schedule, that they're going to be on CBS. So great opportunity, I would say.
You mentioned that line. And I was on an Arkansas radio show yesterday morning, and I was talking, and I actually said that I thought the line was too high because I actually think that you could see a scenario play out where neither one of those teams even score the amount that the line is. I mean, we've seen this game last year, 14-3, 21-0 in 2019. Could you see that same thing play out, Derek, with the way these defenses have played this year, that this kind of just turns into a time of possession kind of battle and just not turn the ball over? Remember Georgia down there in the rain that year? They finally got that touchdown there off a bad punt by Max Duffy. So, like, I could see that playing out too, that this game doesn't even get anyone even get to that 22 or 24 point total.
I think Georgia will. I think Georgia will have enough scoring opportunities. I think they'll have enough possessions. I think their defense will put them in a good enough spot to where they'll get to that number. I mean, I put it, I think 21 is where, if it gets above that, I think it's going to be tough for UK to be right there. Funny note, I think the radio station you're talking about might have, was it like at 7:40 in the morning?
It was.
Yeah, I got a DM for that, and I decided that was way too early to get up to talk to people in Arkansas about UK football. So, glad you took one for the team there and did that. But, yeah, so what's the over-under in this game?
That's a good question. I don't
44 have 44.5. I'd say under on that.
Yeah.
We're going to give our score predictions, I guess I'm going to go – it looks like the line's down to 21.5. I'm thinking 24-7, 31-7, something like that. Anywhere from 24 to 31, and I think UK's going to have a hard time getting more than one touchdown in this game, to be honest. So that's probably where I'm sitting with this thing. I don't think it'll be a total, you know, blowout on the scoreboard, but I think like a lot of these games against Georgia, it'll just feel like a stranglehold. And to me, it's going to take – you know, Georgia helping them out a little bit. It's going to take special teams making some big plays, and it's going to take UK, you know, making some plays. Honestly, I think it's going to take guys that stepping up that haven't yet this year, and that's a really hard thing to ask, I think, against a team like this.
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go Georgia 20, Kentucky 13.
I think this is the first time you've picked against the Cats this year.
Right? It is the first time I picked against them, and I just feel like I have to because – I think Georgia's the best team in the country. I do. I think Georgia's going to win the national championship this year. I think they're going to run through the SEC here. I mean, obviously the 20-13 win against Kentucky's not running through it, but I meant going undefeated. And we both said that in the preseason that we thought that they would go undefeated. And then this is the year that they get Alabama. I think they're a better team than Alabama. So I just picked that this is it for Georgia. Like, this is the thing. This is the moment for Kirby. They've got to cash in this year. But I think this is a Kentucky team that's going in there with a lot of confidence, and I think they're going to compete and give themselves a chance. It'll just come down to, can Kentucky make enough plays to win this thing? But I'm going to go 20-13. I think it's going to be one of those games, Derek, where we look up in the third quarter and you think, all right, Kentucky's got a chance, and then they either cash in or they don't on an opportunity, and then maybe that kind of solidifies where that game ends. But 20-13 will be my final score.
Yeah, that'd be a great performance, I think, from the defense. And it sounds like Stetson Bennett's going to be the QB. I just think not having Oxendine and McCall is really going to show up this game.
Are they going to run right at that hole, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Pascal on the other side who's, you know, he can make plays. He's proven that over the course of his college career. I mean, he can do more than make plays. He's one of the better defensive ends in the whole league. So I think there's no doubt that whoever's going to be playing that position is going to get a heavy dose of that. But, I mean, another thing, too, I think Georgia's depth helps them overcome it. But they are very beaten up. I actually saw, I think, Tyreek Smith's actually out for the season, too. Another one of their DBs just got hurt in practice. So, you know, I don't – this is not either team at full strength. But week seven in the season, you're not going to expect that. So, if it's 20-13, Sean, that's what it is. I think people will be – you know, I think folks want to win the game, no doubt, but that would be a good showing, I would say, on a national spotlight. And what I don't see this happening, I mean, I'll pick a score that was fairly lopsided, but, you know, that could happen late in the game. It could be 17-7 all the way through the third quarter. I think it was 21-13 against Georgia in 2017, and the final score was like 42-13. So it was a probably closer game than what the scoreboard ended up showing. I could see it being similar to that. The only thing I don't see happening is Georgia really putting up a ton of points. I mean, I think 31 is like where I would cap it. If they get into the 40 range, but then they're a great team.
That's why I don't think that they're blowing out Kentucky. Like, I think that for the majority of this game, you're going to look and Kentucky's going to be within a score to 10 points. I feel that way. I think Kentucky's defense is good enough to keep them in it. It's going to come down to, does the offense make enough plays? Like, can they get Wandell for a big play? Is there someone else on this offense that steps up and makes a big play? Can they run the football? That first drive is going to tell us a lot, Derek. If Kentucky can line up and move the chains on the ground, make some plays, then I think you'll see confidence grow. If they can't, then I think that it just kind of just it smothers you and suffocates you as you go throughout the game.
Yeah, and they've generally been pretty good on first possessions. I think they've scored every time but once. I don't think they've scored against Florida. That was the only time this year they didn't score on their opening drive. I'm remembering correctly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live. Only on Netflix.
Let's get into some of these other games, Sean. Decent SEC slate. Still some interesting games out here. Let's go to a noon matchup. So this is actually the CBS game ahead of Kentucky. They got two on Saturday. Auburn at Arkansas. Arkansas 4.5-point favorite. What are you thinking there?
I'll pick Arkansas to win. I will admit that to this point, I've been wrong on Auburn. They've competed better than I thought they would. I know I put them towards the bottom of the SEC West, if not the bottom. I can't remember exactly where I had them. But Arkansas, we saw that game with Ole Miss last week. They probably need this win, Derek, to stay in the top 25. I'm going to say that they get it. They're a 4.5-point favorite. So I'm going to say Arkansas wins that, but they don't cover.
Yeah, I'm going to go Arkansas. But
and there's some games here too where you look at the lines and I mean there's some top 25 teams that are underdogs. I mean, you got number 12 Oklahoma State at Texas. Texas is a four-point favorite. So 12 versus 25. How do you
Coach
see that?
Coach of the year, Steve Sarkisian?
No. That was horrible. I'm going to go Oklahoma State in that one.
I'm going to take Texas. I think I picked Texas one other time this year, and they got – no, I picked them against Oklahoma, too, and they lost. So they were up big, and I think I also took them against Arkansas. Or no, I don't remember. We're going back too far. I'm on this SEC slate. One other game I wanted to talk about real quick. Two other games, actually. But the first one, Florida against LSU. This is a game that typically is one of the bigger SEC matchups of the season. But this year, Florida's, you know, both these teams already have two SEC losses. LSU has had a bunch of injuries. I think they're down four defensive starters against Florida. The Gators are an 11.5-point favorite in Baton Rouge. Do you think they – I think they cover that.
The way LSU's trending right now with injuries and where the program is with the outside noise around Ed Orgeron and everything, I think Florida wins that one. I do think Florida covers. And if you're a Kentucky fan, honestly, right now, Derek, I think you want Florida to win. I think you want Florida to finish this year pretty solid. That way it makes you look better. It makes your schedule look better, mm-hmm. especially when you're talking about a Kentucky team. Let's just say that they do lose and they're 11-1 when they end the year. You want those teams that you beat to be quality football teams. You'd like to see Florida push back toward the top 10 by the time the season's over because it helps you out.
This one real quick, Alabama at Mississippi State. Alabama coming off a loss, Mississippi State. It's actually, Alabama's favored by 17 at Davis Wade Stadium. Does Alabama bounce back and cover this?
This is one I'm looking at because I think it's going to tell us a lot about Mississippi State. If Mississippi State is competitive in this game and keeps it within that 17, then obviously I think all eyes will be even bigger on that game at Davis Wade here in a few weeks between Kentucky and Mississippi State. But Nick Saban always finds a way to bounce back. I think that they win this game probably by 24-30, honestly, Derek.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. This game, over-under of 83 points. Probably, in my opinion, the second-best matchup in the SEC. In terms of fun, I mean, if you're an offensive-minded fan, this is going to be a better game than Georgia-Kentucky. Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin makes his return to Tennessee. Ole Miss is a 2.5-point favorite. Can the Vols pull off a signature win here in the first year of Josh Heupel?
They can't. I think that you've seen that offense do what it's done the last couple of weeks. They still haven't played anyone. Like, I just don't think that Missouri and South Carolina are very good football teams, especially at this point in the season with Missouri. We know what Missouri's been. And then same thing with South Carolina. Their offense was able to get going there in the second half against Tennessee, and we know how bad that offense has been this year. So I'm going to say Ole Miss and Lane. I'm going to say Lane Kiffin back in Knoxville gets a big win. I actually think Tennessee loses a streak here, probably 3-4 games.
Yeah, that's a tough stretch coming up for Tennessee. They got Ole Miss at Alabama, at Kentucky, and then against Georgia at home. Should close the season out with wins against South Alabama and Vanderbilt. But I'm going to take Ole Miss in a very close game. Are there any other top 25 matchups you want to hit on?
Let me look here. I don't think there is another top 25 game. There's one here, though, that I do want to talk about. And this is where I was getting at, where lines with teams being favored that aren't ranked. So number 19 BYU at Baylor, unranked Baylor. Baylor a 6-point favorite. I know BYU lost last week. I think Baylor wins this game, too.
Yeah, that's an interesting game. Mid-season like that. Baylor 6-point favorite. Yeah, I picked BYU to win big last week against Boise State, and they lost by 9. So, yeah, I'm going to fade them and go – I'm going to say Baylor covers.
Yeah. And then here's one, number 22, NC State at Boston College. NC State is a 3-point favorite. I think Boston College wins, though.
Yeah, I'm going to take NC State there. Interesting game, though, 4-1 teams. You see the ACC getting a lot of their non-conference games out of the way early. 4-1 overall NC State is, but they've just played one conference game. Actually, both teams are 4-1, and I've only played one ACC game. So Boston College has had some tough injuries to some pretty key people, so I'm going to take NC State there.
How surprised are you that Missouri is a 9-point underdog against Texas A&M? I don't know why I thought that would be like 14 or 15.
Maybe worried about a letdown. A&M wasn't playing great before Alabama. I know Missouri's not been very good at all. But
here's another one, too. I'll take A&M to win that game. But Number 18, Arizona State at Utah. The odds are even in that one. So a big one in the Pac-12.
Mm, both teams 2-0 too.
Yeah.
And they're undefeated. I mean, Arizona State's 3-0 in the Pac-12. I'm going to take Utah at home.
That's where I'm going too. And then one more here in the Big Ten. Number 10, Michigan State at Indiana. Michigan State is a 4.5-point road favorite. What do you think, Derek?
Upset Indiana.
That's where I was going to. I was going upset with that one. I'm making sure that I haven't left one out before we wrap up here. I don't see. Well, Nebraska, Minnesota. Nebraska's a 4-point road favorite. I don't really know.
Cornhuskers.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too on that one. So that covers the slate of games for this week for our pick'em part of Kentucky Daily. Derek, I still need to actually chart what our records are because I have a feeling I'm probably like 10 below, 10 under 500.
So, yeah, I don't think I've had a good year.
No, I haven't. Fade me all the way. Well, I've been telling you all, fade me every week. Whatever my picks are, you go the opposite direction. But Derek, a big game in Athens tomorrow. Number 11, Kentucky. Number 1, Georgia. College game day, SEC Nation. All eyes on Athens, Georgia. Not in just on the in the SEC race, but in the national race too for the college football playoff. You got two unbeaten teams. One of them's going to fall tomorrow. It remains to be seen which one. We'll be there covering it. We'll be there for post game and everything to get it out here for Kentucky Daily. Thank you all so much for continuing to listen to this podcast. Continue to leave us 5-star reviews, give us feedback. Be ready for that mailbag post game Georgia. As always, this show is powered by Blue Wire Pods. It's also powered by the Butcher's Pub, 3 locations, Palmville, Williamsburg, and London, Kentucky. You can visit thebutcherspub.com or check them out on Facebook. He's Derek Terry. I'm Sean Smith. We'll catch you next time on Kentucky Daily.